This week we're in the midst of some of the more obscure se'ifim of Resh Pei Vav, some of the most obscure gemaras in the sugis of mezuzah. And at the same time, that some of the cases are a little bit obscure, it sheds light on a number of important issues, and also perhaps brings us back to, as some of you saw, brings us back to the architecture of antiquity more than perhaps any other part of these dinim. So Sivav, Zayin, Ches, Tes all come from this latter half of Lamed Gimel and Beis, wrapping onto the top of Lamed Dalet, Lamed Aleph. Sivav, let's take a look. You have a brisa. The Gemara comes to a brisa. The Gemara comes to a brisa at the end of the Sugya of Achsadra. The Gemara says Amesve. The Gemara says we have a brisa that says a Beishar and Achsadra Merpesa Sachayv Mezuzah. That's a fundamental point. The Gemara has a brisa at the end. As Tosfos points out, we'll come back to this soon in the context of Siv Zayin. That's reflected in the Gemara in Sukkah Chesam Beis as well. The Gemara assumes that Achsadra is Chayiv. The Gemara says that we have a price that Achsadra is Chayiv, but we have a member of the Amoraim. Rav Chista said that Achsadra is Pater. So how do you work this all out? And moreover, as the Gemara points out initially, Achsadra is Pater because it doesn't have Petzimim. It doesn't have an actual door frame. So the Gemara says, does that mean that if it has a door frame, it's Chayiv? Gemara says, no. What Rav Chista was telling us is that an achsadra is pater because a door frame doesn't matter. What is an achsadra and why does its door frame typically not matter? And why is it that the brisa has a case in which the pattern of the door frame does matter? So what an achsadra is, if you saw the links I sent out before, Rashi Tosus talk about achsadra. Achsadra appears in various places in Shas. Achsadra is a roofed area that's missing at least one wall. Rashi here tells us that an achsadra is walled in on three sides and open on the fourth, totally open on the fourth. So it's totally open on the fourth. It either doesn't have any posts. It just has three walls like this. If you're looking from the top, if it just has three walls like this, that would be a bird's eye view. Or you're looking from the side. So this fourth side is totally open. Are you thinking about some of the pictures in the... If you want to begin with something familiar, you think back to your youth, the pictures in the Mishnah, the picture versions of Mishnah Sukkah. So you think about the Sukkah has three walls, and the fourth side is totally open, so Rashi says, that's what an achsadra is. You have three walls and you have a roof, but the fourth side is totally open. So the fourth side is totally open, so that maybe that should be chayiv, a big doorway. So that's where Rav Chista is saying, the opening of the sugya, no. It doesn't have petzimim, which the Gemara understands to mean either it actually doesn't have posts, it just ends, the wall just ends like this, there's nothing sticking into the fourth side, or here again, in this onlooker's perspective, here there's nothing, you just have the walls. Or, and in the bird's eye view, here, this is totally open. Or even if you do have posts, on Achsadra, the Gemara says, those posts are just lachzuke tikra. That's just to hold up the roof. That's just there for structural purposes. It's not actually, those are not actually pitzimim of a Pesach. The first thing that's worth noting, just to sort of frame the idea, no pun intended, I apologize, but just to frame the idea, if you're Medayik in Rashi, he makes it, when we opened up Resh Pei Vav a couple weeks ago, with the Rambam's Hakdama to Perek Vav, pointed out that there are some of the Tanaim for Chiyav have to do with the bias, and that's where we've been so far. We've talked, spoken about specifically the deer of the bias, and then some of the Tanaim for Chiyav Mezuzah have to do with the Pesach. Uchsavtam ha-mezuzos Pesecha, you have to have mezuzos into a bias. And so Rashi points out here that this Achsadra is part, even though we're saying Achsadra is part of a type of location, But it's not that Achsadra is the type of location. It's not that Achsadra is the type of bias which is Pater. But as Rashi says, Hol ve'en la pitzimim, osa pesicha lo pesachu. It's not a chesaron in the Tanoia HaBayit, it's a chesaron in the Tanoia HaPesach. A Pesach needs to have a frame. There's no door frame. And in fact, you'll see that clearly in the Rambam as well. If you take a look, the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, when he lays out a series of mitzvahs or a series of concepts in an introductory framework, he'll then almost invariably expand on each one in order. And this is no exception. It's a familiar one for those who have explored Hilchos Tefillah, specifically a very famous Reb Chaim. The Rambam opens Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah. There are five dinim, which are ma'akev and tefillah, aside from questions of zman, A, B, C, D, E. And then he goes on over the course of the Perek to deal with A, and with B, and with C, and with D. And then finally with E, which happens to be kavana. So he gets up and I think it's Halacha Tezvav, it's his up. Kavana, Ketzad, and explores Kavana. So he does that here as well. He's a little less obvious about it. But that opening introduction, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he lays out the Asara Tanoim. If you follow through, Halacha Aleph, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph is the Asara Tanoim. Halachas Beis through Tess. He goes in order, one by one, expanding on each and every one of those rules, with the exception of only one. Number six is Gova Ashar Asar Tvachim. He doesn't have anything to add besides we already said Melach Al. So he doesn't chazer it over for no reason. So Halacha Beis is his expansion on rule number one, which is the bias has to be Arba Amos La Arba Amos. Obviously, it did in the Tzura of the bias. Halacha Gimel is an expansion on rule number two. Halacha Dal is an expansion on rule number three. Rule number three is Mashkov, and that's what he discusses in Halacha Dal. We'll get there later on. Halacha Gimel is Achsadra. And that's, if you follow the order, that's an expansion on the din of Shtei Mezuzos. Rama has four rules. Four of the ten rules are about the Tzura of the Pesach. It has to have two mezuzos, has to have a Mashkov. It has to have doors, and it has to have it has to be at least 10 tefachim high. We're going to get to most of those dinim later on in Siman Reish Pei Zayin. But this one din of Achsadra really belongs in Reish Pei Zayin. It's really about the Tzura of the Pesach. It's not really Dine HaBayis. The reason why it's here is because, as we've already seen, the Shulchan Aruch is working Al Seder HaGemara. The Gemara includes Achsadra here together with these other dinim to follow. So the Shulchan Aruch puts it here. But it's clear from the Rambam, as it's clear from Rashi, the Achsadra is Pater because it lacks Pitzimim. You need to have doorposts. Sometimes you have an Achsadra with no added doorposts, just three clean walls that end like this. Clearly no Pitzimim. Or even if there are posts, and here's the Iker Chiddush of Achsadra, even if there are columns, those columns are really there for structural purposes. As the Gemara says, those columns are really there lachzuke tikra. They're not really there to create a doorway. They're really there just for structural purposes. Posts are just there to hold up the roof. That is not, those are not considered psimim. You have to have psimim, and part of the din of psimim is they have to actually be there to create a doorway, not just to hold up the roof. The most extravagant form of that, I sent you a picture of something we found on a Chol Moed Sukkos walk along the Hudson on the Manhattan side. I'm not sure what to call that other than Espeliti de Beirav, as one of the Chevra pointed out. That's what the Kesef Mishnah understands. The Rambam talks about an Achsadra and Halacha Gimel. Achsadra is a place with three walls and a roof, or with no walls and a roof. You just have columns, you just have pillars. Amudim holding up the roof, so that's what I sent you. The artist there sort of built chairs with backs that turn into columns that are holding up the roof. There are no walls whatsoever. So that's the most dramatic example of Achzuke Tikra. I have an open air pavilion. Really, what I want is, I want to be, and that I think speaks also to sort of a Hagdar. What does Achzuke Tikra mean, and why is it less of a Pesach? When you have the most extreme example, again, is a split, as Rambam's understanding of a split thereof, I have a roof with no walls. And that's really what I want. I want a roof, but I really don't want it to be a makam mukaf at all. If I could, I would just suspend the roof in midair and have no walls, but that's impossible. So I need to have posts. But the posts are not there to wall off a space. They're really just there for technical structural purposes to keep the roof suspended. So even if I have three walls, there's no pitzimim for the fourth side. And if I have posts on the fourth side, but that's just for structural integrity. So that's when fundamentally I would rather the space be open, and it's the posts are just there for technical purposes. That's not a wall. That's not a post. We'll come later at the end of the siman to parallel din, which is sometimes I have posts that are there not for structural purposes, but lanoi. It's just there for decorative purposes. So there also that comes up every once in a while. There too, I'm not chai, because it's not them trying to practically wall off the space. A bias means I have a space which is mukav. And the door is part is the opening to that wall. I have a wall because I want to, the purpose of walls is to create separate rooms, to enclose the space and make it distinct from what's outside. But in order to get in, I have a doorway in the wall. But the doorway is a frame that's built into a wall that's separating an inside and an outside, or room A and a room B. Echzuke Tikra, or in somewhat parallel format, Lanoi, not really trying to wall off the space. I just, for some external reason, like structural integrity, I need to have posts here. And I expand on this a little bit, in two directions. First, to talk about Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and how that relates maybe to some little bit of Greek, and then to talk about that picture I shared this afternoon, which is a Shiloh Lamaisa. And then I would love to take questions. But just to expand this idea of Achzuke Tikra, which again I think has a lot to do with, am I actually trying to wall off the space, or Achzuke Tikra means I'm not. I would love this space to be open, either mamish open on all four sides, or at least somewhat open. There is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos elsewhere, comes up in a couple of places, in the Bava Basra, Shem Reshech, to point out that this is usually a dictionary Machlokas, but every once in a while actually has Nafmina Halacha. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether Nachsadra means a space that has three walls and open on the fourth, or a space that has one wall and open on three sides. So if you look at if you do a little a drop of research into late the architecture of late antiquity, Greco-Roman architecture, so you'll find I sent you a couple of links if you want to take a look, just the Mamish Olive Base, just to look at Wikipedia. And I would make a diak, the difference between English Wikipedia and Hebrew Wikipedia. English Wikipedia has an article on the Achsadra. And if you're really excited, etc. Whenever you see a kaf samach in a term in Chazal, a kaf samach is an X. Like achsanoi is related is cognate to the word xenophobia. Xenoi. An achsanoi is someone, a foreigner. Xenophobia is fear of the foreigners. Echsegri, there are a couple of words that have the kaf samach. Alexander is another very common one. And echsedra is... An echsedra is what Rashi here describes. That you have sort of like almost like an indentation in a wall. Either it's inside a building, it's on the outside of a building. Sort of like it looks like a big archway, and the space beyond it is sort of pushed in. Basically, what Rashi is describing, that it's walled in on three sides. Sometimes it's in the footprint of a semicircle. Sometimes the roof is in the shape of a hemisphere, and it's open on the fourth side. A stoa, which Chazal, some if you learn the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, you'll see a stov, samach tes yud vav. A stoa was often next to, related to the exedra. And that's a walkway instead of having a wall alongside, it has a series of pillars, a series of columns. Often it would be essentially, you had a building, And then Chazal talk about the stav lefnimi stav, and the stav in the mikdash. Imagine you have a building and you have an awning in front of it with poles. So that's either a stav or that's an achsadra. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Is an achsadra a space that has three walls and open on the fourth? The Wikipedia English etc. article, or is it a wall on one side and then open on three sides just with poles to hold up that roof? The English Wikipedia article for Stoa. And then Yesh Ladaik, I don't know enough about Greek Roman architecture to really comment. If you look in Hebrew Wikipedia on the word Echsedra, they put the two of them together. So I don't know if that's because the Hebrew term Echsedra included both, or because there's some ambiguity about how it was used even in Greek. But it seems like there were these related phenomena, and the name sometimes are used for one or the other, and that sounds like that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Is it Echsedra walled it from three sides, just open on one? Or it's basically, you just have the wall of the house is the one wall that's there, then you have the roof that extends, and everything at the other three sides are open just with poles. And those poles are absolutely achzuke tikra. You're trying to have an open space, but you want to have air, but you need to have poles to make sure that the roof does not collapse. So if that's all it is, so then that's achzuke tikra. That's not a Pesach. Felt in the tzura of the Pesach, because you need to, as Rabbam said, rule number two, you have to have petimim, you have to have a post on both sides, and these aren't, either it's totally open, you just have three walls, there's nothing on the fourth side, or you have posts, but those posts don't count because they are achzuke, those are achzuke tikra. Let's just wrap up one more piece, and then I would love to take questions. This brings us to the end of the sugya. Because then the Gemara goes on to say this in the end of the sugya, Lamagil and Beis, we have a brisa that says achsadra, however you want to pronounce it, achsadra, is chayiv. Rav Chista, the Amora, said pater. And we explain. Because either mamash doesn't have petzimim, or the petzimim that I have don't count al pidin, doesn't have a chaloshem petzim al pidin, because it's just achzuke tikra. But what we have a brisa that says chayiv. So what are you going to do with that? And for the Gemara, that's a different type of achsadra. What type of achsedra? Either the rabbinical achsedra or the Roman achsedra. That's what it sounds like. Right? Either achsedra be rav or achsedra romisa. The Roman, that's what it sounds like. I think a Roman achsedra. So Rashi explains that these two, which are chayiv, the Brisa Torah, two cases of Chesed, which are chayiv. What are those? It's a case where either you have low walls, whereas in addition to the poles, you don't just have pillars. From pillar to pillar, you also have a wall. It doesn't go all the way up to the top, so it lets in the air, but it is a fenced-in area. So if it actually is a fenced-in area, even though the fence doesn't go all the way up, but you have at least 10 tefach alpipashas. I'll be pashto, so I should have to point that. I think Avinezer is true about this. How high do these walls have to be? But I think pashto assumes has to be at least 10 tefachim high. If a wall is at least 10 tefachim high, so then that's chayiv. What's the lumdus? Because now it's not longer just achzuke tikra. What do you mean? You actually are trying to wall in the space. These aren't just poles that are there freestanding to keep the walls up, to keep the ceiling up, but basically it's not walled in. No, you are walling it. You're leaving space above the walls, but you have a substantive wall. You have a substantive defanos nemuchos. Or the other case that Rashi explained, the other case, which is chayiv, is where it's asuin chalonos, where there's a it's all made out of windows, meaning presumably that there's like a network. It's all you have. What do you call it? Not a mesh. So think of sort of like a chain link fence, but the larger. Lattice. I'm sorry?
A lattice,
yeah. So you have there are walls with a lot of space, but there is structure that's there. It's not just a series of pillars that are otherwise empty to hold up the roof or the overhang, the awning. The Rush actually, when he quotes the Chalonos, he adds a line. He says, "Ke'en hekev shel komrim." The Russian Simon Yud Beis on the sugya. He's chalos, chalos, like the hekev shel komrim, like the enclosed area of the priests or of the monks. So if you look at take a look at the Wikipedia article about a cloister, that's exactly what that Rush says. We're talking about what the Christians use in their monasteries. So you take a look at what that looked like. And that's mamash chalonos chalonos. Take a look at that page, the link I sent you, particularly the Gloucester Cathedral and Eberbach Abbey. Those pictures are mamish, what the Rishonim are describing. Again, why do I look to see how the Christians build their architecture? Because the Rush told me, he was familiar. We, Baruch Hashem, are unfamiliar with this. So you got to take a look at pictures. But that's exactly what the Rush is pointing to. So, halacha l'maisa, you have a gazebo. See, if you have an overhang, you have an awning, that basically you want it to be open, you have poles just to hold that awning up. So that's a chzuke tikra. But if you have, let's say, a gazebo, typically the way gazebos are built, you want it to be very airy, but there is a low wall around. That's mamash defanos demuchos. So if there's a low wall around it, that's chayiv. That's an achsed. That's the brisa. An achsedra where the walls, the brisa is saying that where the posts are not just there lachzuke tikkur, then it's chayiv. Now the gazebo is chayiv. It doesn't have to be a totally closed in space. You could have a space which is built to allow in a lot of air and ventilation and sunlight and still be chayiv. That's the brisa says. Achsedra is chayiv if it is mukav. Either mukav with defanos nemuchos or mukav with a framework, with chalonos, with a lattice that encloses the space but allows in the air, like those pictures of the cloisters. But if the poles are just there, the achzuke tikkur, but it's not really fenced in, then you're going to be patur. That picture that I sent you, I blurred out the address to anonymize the picture to maintain the fellow's privacy. He was comfortable with my sharing it with you. He was excited. He sent it to me today. I said, we're discussing the Chabura today. So he was very excited. So you take a look. I'd gone a couple weeks ago to look at their house, to the construction, to figure out mezuzah shayla. So one of the three shaylos they had to come back to him about was that opening. That you walk up the steps onto the porch, and you see you have the posts there. And there's a cover. The posts lead you into a covered front porch, and then from there you see the ceiling fan there. So nice front porch. Substantive. It's actually asi ledira. It's not even just. We'll get to beishar in a moment. And then from there you go into the rest of the house. The question is, but is that structurally chayiv in mezuzah? So you see, I asked him. Well, it does. Can you send me a picture? Let's take a look. You know, is it otherwise mukaf? And you see that it is. It may need the hekka for makkah, but leaving makkah, whether or not it's chayiv in makkah, ilmasa, that space is mukaf. So al pi pashtos, those posts are more than merely echzuke tikra. And as defines to mukhas, al pashtos, you should be chayiv. And there is, you can't see in the picture, but there is a mashkov that goes across the top that lines up with those posts as well. So that is, that again, that's sivav. That's this discussion of achsadra is chayv, achsadra is not chayv. The Brisa says achsadra is chayv. Rav Chista says achsadra is not chayv. It depends. If it's merely achzuk, if they either no pitzimim or al pidin, they don't count because they're merely achzuk etikra, so then that's when Rav Chista said you're pater. But if it's more than just achzuk etikra, even though it is very airy, but if it does have the requisite hekif, so then you are going to be chayv as the Brisa says. There are a bunch of questions. Yeah.
If I move into a place that just has poles that are made for Absuki Tikra, and I decide that, oh, this is so great, I want to use this as a tourist of Pesach, can I with my das make it something more than just strengthening the roof? Is it a structural thing?
Is it objective?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Is it objective? The interesting question, I'm not sure though whether, the question of whether it's like Torah is Tali B'das B'nei Adam or not, my initial reaction would be that it's not really a question of what I intend. As structurally, I am not. You're really not closing off the space here, unless you're. It's not mukav. Makam is not mukav. is not chay. The most extreme example of that is that shari chetzeres are chayin, you know, or the front yard. If a shari into my front yard, if I have to actually have a gate with, again, with pitzinim and the mashkof, if I do, I'm chayiv assuming that it leads into an enclosed space. Sometimes every once in a while you'll see a house that has, I think it was called an architectural folly. It doesn't really do anything. There's like this fancy, elaborate gateway with a mashkof, leaving out the question of asulinoi, or maybe that's exactly what asulinoi means, but there's no, you have this beautiful gateway, and that, you walk through the gateway to get to the walkway, the pavement that leads to the front door, but there's no fence that emerges around the side. You could also just walk straight onto the grass. Right. Something looks, so it looks like this. Here's the house. I'll do just a quick sketch. Here's the house, and here's the walkway. They have a beautiful, you know, beautiful shar, but here it's totally open. So that's a shar without any hekif. That's sort of the most, it's not, there it's not Achzuke Tikra, there it's Lenoi, but it's a similar idea. It doesn't lead to a Makam Mukav. So let's say you have that picture I sent you from the walkway along the Hudson. It's just a series of poles with a top. So you say, I move in, I decide, I want to be surrounded 5%. So the poles surround 5%, they leave me open 95%. Yeah, I would think no, but fundamentally you're not really surrounded. And even objectively, there is no consistent hekif of a ten tefach. So yeah, I wouldn't think that your das could totally redefine. Yeah?
In the case of this house, would the mezuzah just, if it's going into that space, would it just go onto the wall of the house, or where would the mezuzah be placed?
There is a separate post.
On the right, on the left?
On the right side, I think so. If I knew how to work the technology, we could put the pictures up on top. I think there, as you walk, the picture shows you the way looking in.
Right. So meaning as you enter it, whereas the house is on your right side and the poles on your left side.
That white post.
That would be on your left side.
No, you're walking in, and that this post is on the right side. The free post is on the left side, but that white post that's attached to the house is on the right side. And there is a mashkov that grows across the top. So you can see, you can see the mashkov in the picture. So al pi pashas, that's chayiv. Because this is an enclosed space. It is an enclosed space. Al pi pashas, you should be chayiv. More questions, yeah.
How do we paskin in terms of the different definitions of aksidra?
So I don't think it chaps an afkamina. I think this is one of those cases where doesn't really happen off kamina, because after all, we assume that achsadra is fundamentally pater, whether it's walled on three sides or even less than one side, or it's walled on no sides. Right? That's again the case. The Rambam had said that. Shulchan Aruch quoted that. The case of the Mishnah had said where the Rambam, every line the Rambam is from a Gemara. That's how the Rambam understands this case of Espalidi, the Bei Rav, which the Gemara says is pater. That was Espalidi, an Espalidon perhaps. I did not research that. Someone wants to look into Espalidi. But that the Kesef Mishnah understands is a totally open space. So the Machlos Rashi Tosa is not germane here. A Sif Zion then moves to continue to discuss that Brisa. That Brisa with which the Sugi of Achsadra moves towards, it said Achsadra is Chayiv, that Brisa also said that Beishar Merpeses are Chayiv. So Sivav was about the Achsadra. Sif Zion is about the Beishar Merpeses. And that's where the riff points out in the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Aleph, the Daf Riff. But the riff points out that there's a stira between that brisa and Menachas versus the brisa that we're very familiar with at this point in Yuma, which says that Yachal, that Beishar Achsadmer passes Archayev, Tamil Lomar, no. So now we have a stira in brisa. We have a brisa that says Achsadmer is Chayev in Menachas, if a brisa says achsadra is butter. He wraps from vavam al vavay. Kasha lach adusanya b'shar achsadra pesis schayv mezuzah. So Riff gives the official answer. There's batim pesuchim lasochem. The achsadra itself is butter. It's only the merpesis itself, the beishar itself, is potter. The beishar and merpesis themselves are potter, but if they're attached to a house, so then they're chayv. That's what the Rif says. And as you saw, Tosus keeps calling the Rif, very unusual for by Tosus to quote the Rif. But Tosus quotes the Rif in Menachos and in Yuma and also in Sukkah, because in Sukkah, Daf Ches and Beis, we'll get to the din in a few sifim of the Shtei Sukkah. So Yotzrim, they have sort of like a potter with a temper that is sort of a two-room tent. So the Gemara says, well, if the inner room is chayiv, the outer room should be chayiv too, as a Beis Shar to the inner room. So the implication is the Beis Shar is chayiv. But in Yuma we said Beis Shar is potter. Tosus there raises that also. The Tosus keeps calling the Rif. It says difference is batim psuchim lesocho versus not. That determines whether beishar is chayiv or beishar alone. You have the guards booth that leads into just an enclosed space, a chatzer that doesn't go anywhere. If a beishar into a park, it's going to be potter. But a beishar leads into a house, so that is chayiv. And Tosus keeps calling them, and Tosus keeps arguing. And the Ri, I think that Tosus Yishanim and Yuma quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo, but otherwise they generally quote the Ri. The Ri is the one who says, no, that's not the Teretz. The Teretz is Daraisa Drabbanu. Nothing to do with Batim Suchum Socho. A beishar is Patim in a Torah, and why Daraisa Drabbanu? The Rishalm, the Brisa Yuma that said Pater, that was Darshanim Psukim, that was a Medrash. So Minat Torah it's Pater, but Midrabanan it's Chayiv because it looks like a house. Yeah, this Beishar doesn't really have much Dira of its own, but since it looks very housey, so Midrabanan it's Chayiv. So that's why the Medrash in Yuma said Pater, but Halacha Lamaisa, we call it this Brisa Menachas, that's Chayiv. And in Sukkah we were talking Halacha Lamaisa, so we said. We said Chayim. Maybe you're about to ask, or maybe not, that the Shita Mekubetzas in Kachim, you're Zolchet to have the Shita Mekubetzas, or a short version, not the same as Shita Mekubetzas and Ksubas and the Bavas, but a Shita Mekubetzas on the side. See, he points out the last Sifkatan in Lamagil Mabez, Oschav Zayin, he points out that Tosfos is only bothered by Beishar and Mirpesas. Zechsadra is not a kasha. Interesting. He says, the fact that the Braisa in Yuma said Achsadra is Pater, while the Braisa in Menachos says Achsadra is Chayv, that's not a problem. The Gemara Menachos already dealt with. There's sometimes Achsadra is Pater, sometimes Achsadra is good. So that Braisa, which says Pater, is a law in the Chistis case. That's what Shin Mugatsu says. The Shaila, that's why we dealt with Achsad Reisiva. But now we're handling Beisham Rapesas. Beisham Rapesas is the problem. The Tosfos in Sukkah doesn't let up so easily. And Tosfos in Sukkah does not think that's the answer. And Tosfos in Sukkah thinks, Adiraba, Tosus Sukkah actually thinks that Achsadra is part of the issue. As a matter of fact, that's where they explain why did the Ri not like the Rambam? See, why did the Ri not like the Rif? The Rambam is so quotes the Rif as well. Why did the Ri not like the Rif? Because he said if there's a chiluk between Batim Sukh and Socha versus not, then why didn't the Gemara say that in Lama Gilma Beis? The Sukkah we just dealt with. You have a Shtira, Amoraim say Achsadra is Pater, the price is Chayiv. But the answer is that, right? So about them suchim lasocho. Why wasn't that the answer? That's how Tosus and Sukkah. Tosus and Sukkah sounds like this problem is with Achsadra as well. Shita Mekubetzas says, no, Achsadra we took care of. And it's worth pointing, and that the Tosus and Sukkah says, that's a problem with the Rif. Why didn't the Gemara raise about them suchim lasocho as the Teretz? Why do you have to say you know, the Fanos Nemuchos, Chalonos Chalonos, the Chsadra Rumisa, and so forth. Now, the answer to that, how would the Riff understand that? The answer to that, and it's not the Riff, it's the Rambam also. The Rambam quotes the Riff, the end of Halacha Zayin explicitly. The answer might be, but no, the Gemara already raised the concern of Achzuke Tikra. So you have to, in order for a place to be chayv, as the Rambam stressed in Halacha Aleph, it needs to both have the right dira, and it has to be a proper bias, and it has to have a proper Pesach. So what the Gemara is talking about is Achzuke Tikra, Ein lo petzimim, Rav Huna had said. Either literally Ein lo petzimim, or it doesn't have petzimim that count la halacha. So that Batim Suchim Lasocho solves the question, is this a bias achayv or not? But also, but the Gemara there is handling, is it a Pesach? There's two separate issues. So you're right, in Achsadra is only going to be chayiv, even once you have Achsadra Rumisa, Achsadra Debei Rebbe, you have some sort of hekif there. It also needs to either itself be a makam mukaf ladira, like a porch with a fan where people are going to sit and enjoy, so that's dira. Or it lead batim suchim lasocha, no one does anything on the porch, but it's going to lead you into a house as many etcetera's did. But lechora, the Rambam, the Riff of the Rambam would reply that two separate issues. It's probably had the Yasha of the Kasha. Be that as it may. You saw also the Tosfos in Yuma has this added third deterrent. It does not the pop up elsewhere. The two main terutzim, the sheets that keep getting quoted by the Rush as well. The Rush quotes Kedarku. The Rush is Riff plus. He took the Riff and he added comes by the Tosfos. Your mamash seed. He quotes the Riff. He says, and the Reis said, it's always chayv midrabban, even without batim suchim l'socha. So that's that. This machlokas, whether base shar, and presumably mirpeses, whether it's only chayv because it leads to a house, and if you have a base shar that just leads to, you know, a tennis court, you're going to be potter, or no, a base shar is always chayv midrabbanan. So that machlokas, versus Riff. So this Re, as I think we very point out, now we can sort of complete the picture. This corresponds to the Machlokesh, the Rosh and Beinu Manoach, how to understand Shari Chatzeris. When we spoke at the beginning of the Siman, Shari Gemara said, "Price the Shari Chatzeris Achayev." Either Rosh had raised the question, "Why are the Shari Chatzeris Chayev?" But the Chatzer, well, a Chatzer doesn't have a roof. Chatzer doesn't have a roof. There were Rishonim who thought they don't need a roof. But it says Rashi thinks you need a roof. So Rashi answered, no, you don't need a roof, but not by a Chatzer, because a Chatzer is normal to be on roof. While on the bottom of that quote, Beinu Manoach says that Shari Chatzer says Chai, because maybe Lidei the bias. And the Rambam lines it all up, and the Rehazokin, the Riaz, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achron Zal and the Shilta Gibarim also lines it all up. You saw that the Rambam in Halacha, end of Halacha Zayin, quotes this riff: Batim Chayavim b'Mezuzah Psuchim leMakomos Elu. Then Gamheim Chayavim Gamheim b'Mezuzah. Achsadra, the Bryce and Yuma was saying it's popular because it lacks dira. That could be an issue with an Achsadra also, even if it's structurally okay. But what are you doing there? So it doesn't have a dira, but the Bryce and Menacha says, but if it leads to a bias to Makam Dir, then you're chayiv. So that's there he's quoting the Riff. And then, Halacha Ches, and some of our Rebbeim have trained us to be very, very sensitive and attuned to the first word, Halacha Ches, which is, Lefikach. Lefikach, Echad Shari Chatzera, Shari Eres, etc. Chayiv Mezuzah, why? Sharei Abat Machayiv Mezuzah Psuchim L'Socha. Rambam could not have been clearer with that one word, Lefikach, that these two Shitas are one of the same. And the Riaz also, in the last piece in the Shulte Gibarim, on the side of Avam Alpha Da Perif, also puts all these issues together. Let's take questions, and then we'll spend a few minutes on the other two Seif questions. Yeah, Kiv.
Which one of these
Ah, that's a good point. Right, the Rama calls Achsadra twice. Rama calls Achsadra like a gimel.
He brings it up in like he's dealing with DNA bias.
Correct. In Gimel, he's dealing with structural issues, and in Zion, he's dealing with Dira issues. And you need to have all, as he already said in Al-Achav, you need all 10 to 9. So if you have an Achsadra, you're going to have to make sure that it checks two boxes. Number one, it has to have, sometimes Achsadra loses Chiyuv Mezuzah because there's no Pesach. You don't have the right Pitzimim. The Pitzimim are either not there at all, or they're only there L'chzukei Tikra. So if you don't have the right Pitzimim, you're for sure Potter. If you have the right Pitzimim, if you have, like I said, you have not just a colonnade with that merely has pillars, but you actually have defanos namuchos like that porch, or you have a cloister like the Russians said. So then, okay, a cloister owned by a Jew. So then, if you check the first box that you have the right type of pesach, the right type of tzimim, so then we have to say, ask, and what do you do there? Look, even if you have a beautifully built house, but no one, it just lies there empty, no one's using it for anything, so you're still a potter. So that, but you're right, it is interesting to think about. The Rambam does quote Achsadra on both, and by the way, this Rambam is aligned with the point, this is aligned with what I had mentioned before, to push back against the Tosus in Sukkah. Tosus in Sukkah said, oh, why didn't the Gemara Ray just, give the answer, Achsadra versus Achsadra, it's a question about Batim Sumo Zohar. No, they're two separate issues. And you have to deal with both. The Brace and Yuma said Achsadra is part because it lacks Dira. Very explicit. That was the whole context there. All the cases, you don't have Dira at all, or you don't have Dira Schol, you don't have Dira Skavod, you don't have Dira Skeva, all the Dira issues. So in general, the Sugis and Menachos are dealing with structural issues, and that Sugi in particular is explicitly talking about Enla Petzimim. So two different issues. And you're right, in order for Achsadra to be Chayiv, you need to check both boxes. You need to have a Dira, and you need to have Petzimim. Yeah?
This might be a separate question, but doesn't the Rambam require a door?
The Rambam does require a door.
Like
that's an interesting question.
Yeah,
Zachar asked that also. How does Achsadra, I don't know. We're going to have to explore that.
Very large door.
Yeah, the problem is, but the Maisa Achsadros did not have doors. It did not have doors. Sometimes they didn't even have walls. If they have walls, so then you're chai. And the wall has to have a door.
That would be a question.
Now, again, maybe Nachanami, maybe you have walls. But I'm assuming the walls go all the way around Hako, Bako, Miko, to the point where there's one of them that has a hinged wall, and that's what we call a door. Maybe? I'm not sure. Yesh, I don't know if anyone has thoughts about that. If not, we'll have to, we have a couple weeks till we get to the, at least 2 weeks till we get, I think, Siftas Vav, Siftas Zayin, is the din of glosses. There were breaks. We have that wicker work or whatever, that network, the window work. But there are, there must be openings somewhere. You have to get. I didn't see it. We're not obviously going to do a mezuzah tour in the cloister for obvious halachic reasons. We get to Siftas Vav. We'll have to Siftas Vav close to Machlokes Adblasus. Maybe between now and then, try to figure it out. It seems like that's a good point. It seems like the fact that we discuss Achsadra at all, and the fact that some of Achsadra is chayv sounds like a riot against the Rambam. I'm not sure.
Probably
I'm not sure. It's a bigger question.
Can we say that maybe that halacha is exclusive to like a bias, just like Sharat Zeros is unique in the sense that it doesn't need a roof? Can we say that there's like this halacha with the Dallas is maybe, or just a suggestion, exclusive to the.
Oh, that's interesting. You're saying if you would say like the Rush said, you need a door when it's normal. So that's that would be very sharp. Here's the problem that's very, very sharp. For an Achsadra, it's normal to be doorless, but for a house, it's abnormal to be doorless. That would be gewaldic. The only problem is we're crossing over. Because the Rambam, that approach, that's all relative, that's the Rush. That's what the Rambam rejects. But the Rambam is the one who requires lasas. The Rambam himself, you could imagine some third Rishon holds like the Rosh on one issue, the Rambam on the other issue, but the Rambam himself, who says it's a Chiyav Vlasos, he rejects the Rosh. He thinks the answer to Shari Chatzeris is Batim Sukhul and Sokhul. So he doesn't think that's why. Maybe let's move a little further, and then we can circle around for more questions. Seifim Ches and Tes are, as I said before, the more obscure Seifim. The Gemara is at the very bottom of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, wrapping top of Lamed Dalem and Aleph. Seif Ches is a case of the Behar Ziki, and Seif Tes is a case of the Gina Vikitonios. So the Behar Ziki is the Chatzar Pasuach LeBeishar Peishar Pasuach LeBatim. So then you are Chayim. So Rashi seems to say, this is the Behar Ziki, so Rashi seems to say that it's like this. Here's your Chatzar, and here's your Beishar, and here are your Batim. So come from the outside into the Beishar, into the Batim. It seems pretty straightforward. The tour appears to have a different setup. It looks like it's something more like this. And here are the Batim. Here's the Beishar. One way in to the Beishar is from the Chatzar. You get into the Chatzar somehow. But you can also come from the Rosh Hashanah. The tour talks about the three doors on this Beishar. So again, this is Rashi. And this is the tour. Now it should be noted, now where does the Rambam stand on this? Where does the Rambam stand? I said before, every line Rambam is quoting a Makar and Chazal. And vice versa, you always want to see every Gemara, where did it land in the Rambam? The Rambam is reorganizing things. Where did it land? If it didn't land, maybe that means he doesn't hold that way. So I think I found the Gemara Behar Ziki, I think, is the middle of Halacha Ches. When he says, Afilu as right after it says, quotes what we just before read the beginning of Halacha Ches. It says, Lafikach Shari Chatzeros Archayev, right? He relates the Brice in Yuma Yudal for Shari Chatzeros to the din of Batim, Psuchim Lesocho, Beishar being Chayev, which was the Brice of Menachas and the Gemara in Sukkah. And then he goes on to say, Afilu Asara Psachim, Ze Pasuach Lezeh, Veze Pasuach Lezeh. Even if you have a series of 10 doorways, you can have multiple batei shar, one after the other after the other. If one hallway leads to another hallway, leads to another hallway, one room leads to another room, one lobby leads to another lobby, they're all chayiv. It's not just that this din of the non-adjacent Pesach, Batim Suchim Zohar, said the non-adjacent Pesach is also chayiv. You can even have a series of non-adjacent Pesachim, all leading one after another in series, to that one bais achayev at the end. Where did the Rambam get that from? What's his mucker? Maybe there's some Yerushalmi or Tosefta or Sefrei. I don't know. Or maybe it's Rambam's quoting the Herziki. Because you have already a series of doorways. You have this door, the doorway into the Beishar, the doorway out of the Beishar, into, and then leading to the Batim. It sounds like you may have multiple, that may be how he read the Gemara of Behar Ziki. That, by the way, is incredibly relevant to Halacha Lamaisa. Because let's say you have this building. So, or many public buildings. So you have the door from the outside in on the front on the ground floor into the lobby, and then you have the door into the stairwell, then you have the door out of the stairwell onto a different floor. Those are all Batei Shar. Those are all not. Is there a dirig that goes on the lobby? In some buildings, yes. In many buildings, the lobby is just a walk-through space. And the stairwell is just a walk-through space. Just the other day, I was in the stairwell, there was someone who found a comfortable spot between the fifth and sixth floors, the back stairwell, and did not allow traffic. You could sit and do work. Okay, so that's actual dirig. But most of the time, stairwells, and I know once upon a time there was a bacher who needed a place to practice guitar between two successive summers in Moresh HaKolel. So he found the top stairwell in the dorm was a place he'd go late at night and practice, not inflict his horrible guitar playing on anyone else, hypothetically. But normally stairwells are not used for anything. Normally hallways, again, in the dorm, hallways are often do have a certain degree of ishtam, which is maybe relevant for the Hanukkah Shiloh also. But in most large buildings with hallways and stairwells and lobbies, all those spaces don't have any dira. No one's actually doing things there. No one's eating, no one's playing, no one's sitting and reading, no one's doing things there. They're just ways to get from point A to point B. That is what a Beis Shaar is. That's what a Mirpeses is. A walkway, a place, a hallway, a lobby, a stairwell. So what the Rambam is saying, perhaps based on Be'er Ziki, is that you can even have a whole series. There's going to be a mezuzah on the front door that leads into the lobby, and then a mezuzah on the doorway from the lobby to the stairwell, and then a mezuzah from the stairwell into the hallway of a different floor, and all of those are just one Beis Shaar to another Beis Shaar to another. All those are non-adjacent psachim to the where you ultimately land in the apartment, in the classroom, in the dining room, whatever it is. So this is a very relevant halacha. And then finally, the din of Digina Vikitonios, Sif Tes. So more than a little confusing to try to figure out exactly what's going on. Rashi has a complicated Gemara, and then Rashi has two Lashonos. What does this mean? The first Lashon Rashi sounds like it's something similar to this. You have sort of a series of one lean to a railroad. Like one leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. And that might be how the Rambam read it. Because we already spent time on the beginning of Halacha Ches and the middle of it. We just spent time in the middle of Halacha Ches. At the end of Halacha Ches, when Pnei Zeh Amru, Shara Pasuach Menagin Alachatzer, Chai B'Mezuzah. Probably reference to this sug in the very bottom of Lama Gilma Beis, the Gina of the Ketonius, Siftas. He says, this is also all a question of one Charlie into another Shara ultimately gets to it. So again, it could also be, that maybe I just suggest that Sarah Psachim, the middle of the Rambam is based on Be'er Ziki. Maybe not. Maybe it's based on Gini the Ketonius. That's why he says, Nipnei Zamru. Yeah. Could go either way. But in that case, I don't know whether Rambam quotes Be'er Ziki. Maybe he doesn't. it's worth noting that the Ravid attacked him. It's Shalom and Makoma. The Ravid is back in Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam had first addressed himself to this comment of the Rif, the Batim Psuchim L'Socho, where he adopts the approach of the Rif, their Raivin Halacha Zayin attacks him. It's a hard Raivin to read, but it sounds like he's attacking him based on this Gemara of Gina. It says, Tamei Ani, Shara Gina, it's Potter. Yesh Bo Bayis is Chayiv. Ein Sham Bayis Matzorech Lomar. Well, what are you handling with the Gina? What discussion with the Gina? Of course the Gina is Pater, unless it's Pasuach L'Bayis, according to what the Rambam is saying. Ulai afa pishi yeshba shomeira leganan amar petura l'fisha eina kavua. Kedesha tizchayev lo beishar shlo v'lo shar ha-Gina. So the Ravid appears to be understanding, he says there must be a more nuanced approach to, it sounds like he's talking about our Siftes Sogia, but the Gina Vikitonios. He says, no, it sounds like the writer is driving it. It can't just be a Mevi Lidei Batim Sukhu Socho. Nah, he says, that's not what it's about. Unlike the Rambam, it sounds like he's attacking the Rambam, even though he says Halavai Halacha Zayim, he's really attacking where the Rambam leads to, the end of Halacha Ches, the Gemara of Gina. He says, no, the issue is, the Beis Shaar into the Gina. The Ganan, he said. Right? Now they use the word Ganan to mean a gardener. But the Shomer le Ganan, the person who's either the gardener or the Shomer of the garden, whatever, the garden staff, has that little Shomer, you have that little Beis Shaar into, and that's the question, is it Kavua or not? Is it Kavua? Now that's what the issue is. So he seems to be, it sounds like that Ravid, Shalopim Koma, Lachazayin, is presenting an alternative understanding to this Siftes Gemara, that it's not about just a question of a series of rooms and maybe Lidei Bayis Hachayiv, but instead it's really a discussion about the Chiyuv on the Beis Shaar of the Gina itself, which is not the same as, but similar to Rashi. Rashi also, in the second Lashon of that Gemara, Baal Malgil Beis, he also says, The Gemara must be telling me something else. That's just a question of maybe today. Not just a question of Beishar. We handled that already. No, we're saying something else. The Rashi's version of something else actually took us back. The Rivas version of something else takes us forward. And with this we close. The Rashi's version of what's the something else, what's a new idea that's being nidon in this Gemara of Gina Vikitonis. If Taz, Rashi had said that it sounds like Rashi is saying essentially is the Din of Ikar Tashmish. Rashi is taking us back, but we, efficient Shulchan Aruch, it's forward, but we already learned this. In Resh Pei Tes of Gimel, you'll remember the whole handle about figuring out right and left, and specifically Be Gavri, Be Nashi, the Mordechai had been medayik from a Rashi there, Lama Gimel and Aleph, that one of the rules for determining, you know, which direction is kinesis, I know which side is the right side, Rashi had said there, Mordechai ben Medayik and Rashi, that you look at Ikar Tashmish. You have two rooms, and one is used more than the other, so they would look at it primarily as the kinesis into the Ikar Tashmish. So Rashi and Lama Gimel, the Baal Gimel Beis, seems to read that into that Gemara as well. So it sounds like when he's driving it, in the Lishna Basra, and so the Nimuka Yosef, I believe, is even clearer that the Gemara of Gina the Kitonios is talking about Ikar Tashmish. So again, the Rambam looks at this Gemara of Gina the Kitonios and says, yeah, that's another example of one door leading to another, leading to another door, ultimately leading to a Bayis Achad. Rashi says in Lishna Basra, no, tell me something new and different. What's the new Yisod being added here? The din of figuring out direction of a doorway, right and left. You have to look at Ikar Tashmish. And then finally, the Ravid, as I told you, Rashi has a different idea that takes us back to something you already learned. The Ravid has a different idea that takes us forward. Because where the Ravid sees in this Gemara, it's a question of, would you say that the Shomera, the little hut for the Ganan, for the garden staff, is that Kavua enough or not? And he sets us up with a great segue into next week's Sugya, where we go into, we just worked through Sifrim Vav, Zayin, Ches, and Tes, Yud, we already learned together with Gimel, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, so up to Sifrim, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, Blineder will be our Liman in the coming week, and that is the topic of Diras Kever. We come back in Sifrim Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, to Ram, we already spoke about Diras Adam, and Diras Chol, and Diras Kavod. And the fourth of the four conditions is a question of Diras Kavod. So Shulchan Aruch has him coming up. See from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. The Rambam collects a number of examples of situations which are Diras Arayin, therefore Pater. We're going to explore them with Shem in the coming week. And the Ravid segues us there because he thinks that this din of Gine Ketonios is also yet another example of Diras Kavod. These are some of the practical issues and some of the less practical issues, but many actually very, very practical issues that emerge. I'll leave you with one riddle to think about. We may, towards the end of the siman, come to a din that will help us think about it more. But Sifchas seems so obscure. And we saw Lamaisa. They play out in every single public building because you have one Beishar, another Beishar, another Beishar, another Beishar, until they finally get to the Bayis Hatzchayev. As I mentioned before, we go into the lobby, then from the lobby to the stairwell, from the stairwell to the hallway and upper floor. But how about if you're not, I encourage you to take the stairs whenever possible. It's great exercise. Exercise is good for you. Exercise is a mitzvah. You do it with Shema, the Rambam points out in Paragimel of Hilchos Deos, Managatsu Alpi Refuah, to adopt a healthier lifestyle. Don't just do it stam. Do it because that way you'll have Mirtz Hashem, a longer, healthier life to be over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol drachecha de'el. Gevaldik. But sometimes you got to take the elevator. You want to take the elevator, you need to take the elevator, you're carrying a box of sfarim, whatever it is. A riddle to think about for the future, where do the mezuzah or mezuzos go in an elevator? You come in from the street into the lobby, okay, mezuzah going into the lobby. If you go from there to the stairwell, so mezuzah going from the lobby into the stairwell. And then you go up the steps and then come out from the stairwell, mezuzah going into the second floor hallway. But let's say you're taking the elevator instead. So you have a mezuzah going into the lobby, okay? Then from the lobby into the elevator, but from the same elevator back out into the second floor. So you might say, well, on the first floor, you have the mezuzah. On the first floor, you have the mezuzah going in. All the other floors, the kenisa is going out. And how about the elevator cab itself? It also has a door. Is that chayv mezuzah? And it's not chayv mezuzah. And if so, which way should it point? Do you go in, you come out? Something to think about. We're going to, later in the siman, we're going to deal with, towards the very end of the siman, we deal with a situation of multiple doorways next to each other, which comes up occasionally, often in sort of awkwardly built homes. But it may also come up in every single elevator. So that's, how many mezuzahs do you put in an elevator? One, two, none? Something to think about. But the beginning of the discussion, the elevator itself is certainly a beishar. Presumably, no one's actually having any dira in the elevator unless they're a classy, extravagant elevator. They're serving drinks. What's going on in the elevator? Elevator is a beishar. We paskin beishar. We paskin, and I'll be pashas. We paskin like the Rif and the Rambam against the Reed. Beishar. Well, the Reed would agree beishar is chayiv. The Rabbanan. We assume beishar is chayiv because the Megali day, the ultimate, the batim, which is may drive a lot of the discussion about. Is there, how many mezuzahs are there, and which way do they point? Ashkai Chavra, Mitzvah Hashem, Monday we'll have Mar Makomos for Sifim Yidal from the base for the discussion of Yiras Keva. Glad to stick around for a little